Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, today is a big day. Omaha Gives. It's the 24-hour fundraising marathon for a lot of nonprofits here in town. Right now, we have busted the $1 million mark. It took 8 hours. It started just after midnight, but we have hit $1.072 million. Close to 11,500 donations have been made. So this is a great day for a lot of people to go out there. There are a lot of incentives. You know, Omaha Steaks is stepping up each hour. Two donations are going to be randomly selected.
I like steak. Mm-hmm. I like to put it in my belly.
And at 8 a.m., that's today, right now, 4 p.m. and 12 a.m. prizes will be awarded to nonprofits that have got the highest number of unique donors in three separate categories. So
who's winning right now?
Move up. The Hindu Temple of Omaha, 25 donors, but man, they've managed to raise $52,000. In Common Community Development came in second, followed by Creighton Preparatory School, St. Patrick's Catholic School, Sienna Francis House, and the Nebraska Humane Society. Those are like the top ones.
So who needs some help? Who can we boost?
Well, I'd love to see my alma mater, Mercy High School, get some more cash in their little bin.
How about, let's look at little ones like Brian Smiles. I don't even know what you are, but I'd like to make Brian smile. They've only raised $130 right now. There's a lot of ones that haven't raised any yet, so I don't know if those people, it's like you guys are sleeping in or something.
Right.
Or,
Omaha School, Omaha Home for Boys. Okay. You guys did that last year.
How about
remember?
The Omaha Freedom Writers Association? How about writing some checks, yo?
How about Omaha BMX?
Freedom ain't free. What is BMX bike guys or something?
I think so. Yeah.
There's the Maha Music Festival.
They used to always be really slick on Omaha Gives that your donation could correlate to
concerts.
Something.
Yeah.
Something sassy.
Right. So there's something kind of cool going on. But also, I mean, there's all sorts of cool ways. There's United Way of the Midlands. There's Opera Omaha. You know, whether or not you like the animals or the environment or the arts or education, there's so many ways to give. There's lots of cool, emergency services. You've got the Sienna Francis House.
Reach into your wallet or purse, pull out 2 fives or a $10 bill, mm-hmm. and instead of buying a coffee or fast food today, give it to a charity.
That's what you're gonna do.
A one-stop shop at omahagives.org today to give it to a place that you find valid. So click on that leaderboard and pan down there until you recognize something that strikes your fancy and give them
$10. Hello, who's this? What's up?
My name's Grace.
Hey, Grace.
And I was calling to tell you guys about a charity that I have learned a lot about over the last year. It's called Chariots for Hope. I actually give them an hour a week of my time. And what makes them different is they are bridging the gap between transportation and poverty.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Habitat for Humanity, but with cars. And then there's an aftercare program where they teach them budgeting and stuff like that.
All right, cool.
Or Uber for guys like me that maybe don't always tip.
Are these like
I go 5 stars?
Like Chariots of Fire? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
For Hope. And then they... they're a really great organization, and I hope they raise a lot of money today.
You're saying they're on omahagives.org?
They are on omahagives.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
people.
We'll look for Chariots.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Uber's having a bit of problems right now. There's a big suit because Uber said they're saying that they owe their drivers tens of millions of dollars. Uber said it was a mistake. The Wall Street Journal is saying Uber underpaid drivers for a few cents a ride, and it's been going on for more than 2 years.
We knew. We've been saying this from the get-go. Mm-hmm. We're saying enjoy these systems because these are the salad days.
Salad. Yeah.
It's a business that doesn't necessarily have to do all the things that it sucks to do a business,
you
like
bet.
Pay people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just New York, though, because it's also California. For over a year, Uber's been allegedly overcharging passengers and underpaying their drivers.
Well, yeah, I saw a number for California. New York. They said $25 million. I'm like, yeah. Oh, wow.
I think you're going to have a lot of these places looking into it now.
Like, just holding out for the driverless car.
It'll
be here in what? Couple years, you guys all can lay in the back seat of your car and smoke your hookah.
There you go, and not do anything. Just pull into my drive-thru where I wash it. Yeah, sorry.
You're gonna own a drive-thru?
I don't know. Dream big, baby.
I don't know where any of us are gonna go though, because we'll take our driverless Uber to like Best Buy, and they'll go, "What are you here for? All of it's at home. It's all at Amazon."
I know.
Go back home and we'll mail it to you.
It'll come via drone, a driverless car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Downtown Omaha, a little change is coming. It's soon going to be home to an entertainment district. The city council voted yesterday to approve a permit to establish the Capital District. It's near 10th and Capitol Avenue. It'll allow hotel, bar, and restaurant customers to openly carry alcoholic drinks. You go out there and mingle. Supporters of the Capital District say it's going to help attract more customers to that neighborhood.
Don't you call that, Molly, a walktail?
I do call it a walktail. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a walktail. Nebraska Senate calling another session a wrap. The 2017 legislative session is over. Final gavel came down yesterday. Lawmakers adjourned 4 days ahead of schedule. Governor Ricketts congratulated lawmakers for solving a $1 billion budget deficit without increasing taxes. Ricketts says that he's going to work in 2018 to pass his income and property tax cut proposal, which stalled in the legislature this year. And a lawsuit accusing Conan O'Brien of joke stealing is moving forward. A judge ruled that the case brought by a comedy writer can proceed. This guy is claiming that Conan's writers stole three jokes about Caitlyn Jenner, Tom Brady, and the Washington Monument from his social media feed and his blog. Now, while the jokes that appeared, you know,
there's been always these accusations that maybe just because of the pervasiveness of the internet, that SNL, that a lot of the guys, the writers, are borrowing.
That's age old, though. I mean, comedy clubs.
So.
I mean, we could talk to, you know, we're good friends with Colleen from the Funny Bone. That has been, and for as long as there have been comedians telling jokes, there have been comedians griping that somebody stole their jokes. And I mean, it's just such a hard thing to prove. I mean, in the case of like, I mean, there are certain things that are funny. There are certain setups that are funny, and you didn't create the setup. The setup exists. There's a matrix at work, you know what I mean? And you can have similar jokes. And
oh, yeah, like knock, who's there?
Right. You stole that. It's like, well, okay.
You're trying to walk out of the cafeteria of the joke store without paying for your jokes. You got all your jokes on your platter.
I got
like,
knock,
whoa, 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 whoa. Let's tally these up.
Mm-hmm. So this
I don't know, but what? So I'm defending the idea of free association and people can come up with the same thing. But what about what happens when people really are? What if someone really did steal a joke, though? Should there be any legal recourse for that?
Sure,
so obviously, a judge must have looked into that and said, "Hey, there is a little bit of fire."
Yeah, sure, there probably should be. There is.
There were terrible jokes, by the way.
Oh, well, see, that's different.
His writers came up with the same joke for a guy. So the funny, snarky people came out and they're like, "These are, you know, we're attacking the jokes. We're saying what comedian would want to even claim that they came up with the original hacky jokes that Conan O'Brien's writers came up."
So snarky. They're like, I mean, who? I mean, even if you'd want to say these were your jokes.
The joke was that apparently there's a bunch of streets in America named after Bruce Jenner.
Okay.
And so there was a real talk of people on those streets wanting to change it to something else. And people were like, are you going to change it to Caitlyn Jenner? And then what was the joke?
I
didn't hear these jokes. I mean, I've read them, which it's like it's different.
They were like, and some of those streets were on a cul-de-sac. I guess you'll have to change that to a doesn't have a sack.
Oh, my God.
That's like, that's what the lawsuits are. I swear to God.
That's terrible.
That someone has to stand up and say, you know, sometimes comedians can come up with the same hack material.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing. A lot of different people can come up with the same bad joke. I've been in rooms full of comedians. And it's,
I've been
in
this room.
Yeah. I have a seat in here. It's a bad joke factory.
That's right. We're pushing them out.
Ooh, along with a lot of gas.
Yeah. Pushing that thing out. Hear your sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, look. Come on.
Oh, don't act.
There you go.
It's right there on the table. Who wants to claim it?
Gross. Don't forget to flush.
Mine.
Don't.
Did you see Anderson Cooper the other night? Got in trouble. He's had to apologize.
What did
Anderson
he say Cooper, now? Yeah, what did he do?
In the middle of an argument with a pundit on his nightly show, news anchor was fighting with a guy who was defending Trump, and Anderson Cooper snapped and said, man, you would defend him if he took a dump on the White House.
I saw that. Okay.
Oval Office table.
That's funny.
Why would you?
Wow. Everybody kind of laughed.
The guy's like, maybe I would. He's the president.
Everybody laughed. I laughed too, but someplace in smart, you know, smart ivory world. Towers, like they had at CNN, people were like, come on. Yeah. You're the news anchor. Someone's got to uphold. Can somebody hold on to some standards here?
Can we pretend that the standards still apply? Funny. Yeah.
The children are watching.
It's the children. There's going to be a game 7 in the Eastern Conference final of the NHL. Man, it won't stop.
That game last night was awesome. I mean, oh my God, that goalie for Ottawa was, jeez.
He's been the quiet story they've been saying from the beginning. They're like, look out for Ottawa. They've got great defense, and they've got this goalie who, you know, has been around.
Yeah.
And he's stopping everything. So I don't know. You got to be a little worried for Pittsburgh. Game 7 will be Thursday back in Pittsburgh. I think they pull it out.
I hope
you think they're able to do it?
It's a home, so we hope.
You know,
Ottawa, they are a crazy crowd. I mean, I can't even imagine what the playoff game would be like, man. That was a loud house there.
In Canada, yeah.
Holy smokes.
It was tied 1-1 in the second, and then this goal late by Ottawa. Yep. It nearly went to OT. Pittsburgh had 46 shots on goal and only scored one goal.
Yeah.
Hockey!
Okay, so this is going to decide who's going to be facing the Nashville Predators.
Yeah,
when
who's waiting as Nashville? Whites in the East in their cowboy boots. Our boy, Jakey Gensel, man, had lots of opportunities.
The G-shot. That guy would dive in front of a puck anytime, man. He did it a couple times last night. The G-Man.
The G-Shot.
Hey,
for the record,
come on,
that's,
girl.
That's Party's nickname.
That's what I call him, G-Shot. I tried G-Spot, but, you know.
You
weird.
Don't know where that's at? Like I said, they're not all good jokes, but you just got to keep trying.
Pushing them out.
It's on her arm, right?
Uh-huh. On my elbow.
You just keep trying. Speaking of lovemaking, time spent watching porn could be impacting your ability to please your real life partner. Researchers say that the impact of porn on users' physical and physiological health, psychological health, could be found. There could be a correlation between the two, adult entertainment and sexual dysfunction. That maybe it's not that you need a little blue pill, but maybe you just need to stop watching.
Put down the false expectations, because those people certainly are able to find those spots. And we know that some of that is acting. And that's what they really say the reality is. Then you get in your regular life and.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
smart.
Hey.
It's not so choreographed. It's not such a good thing. It's just, it's like
magic.
Eating.
It's magic.
It really is at the end of the day.
Just like eating. I know.
Would you film yourself eating?
Yeah.
No.
Would people go to websites and watch eating.com? And
no, I wasn't saying I would. I said I'm just following along. Like, yes, I'm trying to follow this line of what? How is eating, watching eating? Like,
well,
watching
I'm saying
porn.
The act itself isn't so glorious.
Yeah. Mm. When you get older.
Got
I guess. I don't know.
I had to take my teeth out.
Hey, that's old.
I'm just saying,
Molly don't have teeth? Ooh. I didn't know that.
Ooh. That's when it's going down. When the teeth hit the table. The teeth are in the glass. The door is locked. The kids are asleep.
And the bloomers hit the ground.
That's the sound.
That's hot.
That is the sound, kids. Earmuffs.
Oh, earmuffs, yeah.
Muff it up, kids.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now.
Channel.
941.com.
A weatherman, Mr. Matt Monroe.
Yeah.
From 3 News Now. Joins us in the studio.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hi, Matt.
Molly, how you doing?
I'm very good. And you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
And Matt is moving on.
This is my last day.
Are you sad?
I am sad.
Are
I am
you really?
Sad. It's hard to move on, especially when you've had 5 great years at a terrific TV station and a wonderful town like Omaha. Yeah, it's hard to move on, but there's an opportunity in Denver that I can't really pass up on.
Yeah.
It's doing national weather for Weather Nation TV. We go coast to coast, all 50 states.
That's awesome.
Into the Caribbean. So I'm not moving far, but I am moving away. And so it's sort of a bittersweet kind of deal. Yeah, it's tough.
Okay. Good gig.
Yeah.
But you're not originally from Omaha.
I'm not.
We're all homers, obviously.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from New York originally.
So it's a weird thing. You probably thought when you came here, like, it's a good stop. We'll see. You don't think it's going to get its hooks in you, and it does.
Well, here's the deal. Before I moved here, I had been here. I knew what Omaha was. That was one of the reasons I took the job.
Okay.
Because I love to travel. I've been all over the place. And so I came through Omaha. And
what brought you here to travel?
I did a trip. I like to do all sorts of trips.
We learned about you over the years.
Yeah. So actually, the trip was this. I flew, and we're going short on time. Tell me, I can speed
all
this up.
Well, speed it up.
Speed it up.
You know
now,
what we would say, Matt? Why start now?
it's my last day, right? You can't just cut me off.
Yeah.
Okay. So the floor is mine. Okay.
When you fall asleep, you'll know.
When I see you guys hit the table and you know drool starts coming out of your mouth, I know I've been too long. But I flew into Kansas City. And I went into Kansas and Oklahoma, down through Tulsa, Oklahoma City. I came up through Wichita, up through Lincoln, into Omaha, over to Des Moines, and all the way back down into Kansas City. It was a big loop.
It's a Midwest tour.
Yeah, and I had to see all the state capitals. I had to see, you know, Topeka, had to go to Lincoln, had to go to Des Moines. It was a few more state capitals I needed, and it was my 50-state tour.
Okay.
Because I needed a couple of... I had been in Nebraska before, but western Nebraska, so I needed eastern Nebraska, I needed Iowa, I needed Kansas to make my... That was my 50... When I hit the Carter Lake area.
Yeah.
And I crossed over right from downtown into Carter Lake. That was Iowa. That was my 50th state.
Oh, really?
That's where I hit it.
And did you think to yourself,
I
was surprised because I didn't realize that was Iowa. I figured it was across the river. I was just going to the Baymont Inn where I was staying. And I was like, wait a second. I just hit the sign.
50th.
I had to turn around and take a picture of the sign. I didn't realize I had hit the 50th state.
Yeah.
So did that affect when there was an opportunity to work here? It was like, hey, I've been there and it wasn't so bad.
Yeah. No, I liked it. And I toured around town. Unfortunately, I hit that night. It was a very memorable night. It was the night they had the severe storms come through. It was the big Memorial Day concert. Over at the park.
Yeah.
And it was going to be the fire. Yeah.
Oh, the park.
The park.
All right,
I forget who was playing that
I think
night.
Like 311 or something of that. I don't know.
Well,
but
it got canceled. Michael Phelps was in the swimming pool. It was 2008. It was June of 2008. Phelps was in the swimming pool for the Olympic swim trials. And that's the night the hole got punched in it was the Quest Center back then.
Okay.
Now the CenturyLink Center.
They sent everybody from the baseball stadium over to the Quest Center.
Yeah, it was a mess.
They call it the great TD Ameritrade tragedy of 2008.
Oh, right.
No one was
But
killed.
Nobody got...
But that's sort of the joke. There's a Facebook page dedicated to the great TD Ameritrade tragedy.
That was my first night here in Omaha.
Oh, it was?
In 2008. So that first night, it looked like a bomb hit the place. So what happened here? Streetlights were out, power was out, and a line of storms came in just before me, literally an hour before I got here and did all that damage. I came in behind it. It was sunny. It was beautiful. And everything was in disarray. The arts festival, there were tents blown all over the place.
Yeah, geez.
So after I kind of sailed into my hotel the next day, at first light, I looked around and I realized that this is a nice town. This is really cool. And I had toured Lincoln and walked around the stadium. I'd done all that too. And then I moved down to Des Moines, back to KC, and then flew back.
So did you actively search out Omaha then, work-wise?
The way it works is you kind of look where the jobs are, and then you start applying. So, fast forward a few years, I started looking for work and I said, hey, Omaha. I said, I've been there. I know that town. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
So I applied, flew out here, interviewed, got the job. And when I went back, one of my TV colleagues who's been all over the place and now he owns TV stations, he said, where are you going? I said, Omaha. And he said, Omaha. He goes, I've worked there. He goes, that is a great town, wonderful people. He goes, you are going to love it there. He goes, that is America's, in my opinion, that's America's best kept secret for a great town.
That's
and
good.
He was absolutely right. Yeah. So, I mean, I had.
And then he said, and we'll be right back with the 5-day forecast.
And we'll be right back. That man was Ryan McPike. No.
You were both standing in front of green screens.
We were both, yeah. He was here, I was there, and we were doing a simulcast.
Standing in front of maps.
But so no, that's,
a,
gig
but that's a true story. Yeah, yeah. So I felt good about it just applying. I felt good about it coming out here. And then, you know, after talking to that gentleman who knows his stuff, I felt really good about it. Came out here and he was 100% right. So, I mean, yeah, it's a great gig in Denver, but yeah, I'm sad. I know you want me to cry party. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Cry. Even that's when, all right.
I'm not going to do it. But
no, you're one of my, I mean, personally speaking, you're one of my favorites here. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
I don't and he doesn't like, and he doesn't like anyone, anyone here.
Party really doesn't like really many people. You know, he's not Mr. Social Butterfly.
I shouldn't get too deep. Where this is your moment.
Oh, come on, let's get deep. Let's get deep.
I'm talking about my stress chamber down in the basement.
Oh, your torture chamber.
Yes.
I was going to say.
Want to come over for lunch today?
I think I've got plans.
When he says he wants to torture you,
yeah,
it's a phrase of endearment.
They'll be looking for me in Denver if I don't show up. So
that's all right.
I might give them your name and address and phone number as a first place to start looking.
Okay. But, all right, so you're leaving us and
I just want to, but a lot of people don't realize this our TV station, KMTV 3 News Now, and this radio station and four others, we all work for Scripps.
Yep.
That's the parent company. We're all in the same building.
Yeah.
So I'd like to thank Scripps for all they've done for me and all the managers here at the TV station. It's a great place to work. And as you know, there are about 120 people in this building.
Yeah.
This building is full of great people, full of very talented, dedicated people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate all the friendships and all the kindness and all the hospitality that I've been given here. And from day one, when I came to Omaha, everybody outside this TV station made me feel like I was at home. They didn't care that I was a transplant from somewhere else.
Yeah.
They took me in, and I truly, truly appreciate it. Even Party was nice to me.
I'm nice to everybody. And that's saying something.
Thank you so much.
We don't just treat you like a coworker and one of the weather guys here. You're a morning show.
Yeah.
Because you've done the morning show on KMTV. We've really enjoyed that morning show over the years with Matt and Deanne.
I appreciate it.
And Ryan McPike. And then now it's the lovely Emily Zink.
And still Ryan McPike. Right.
Yep. And they got a great thing going there. We've loved that local show for years, watching the local news and weather. And then the tie-in with, we think, the CBS Morning Show is the best show out there.
It is.
I mean, we're ex-Today Show guys that now watch the CBS Morning Show.
You bet.
Well, I don't want to poo-poo the other national shows.
They
do what they do, and they're good at what they do. But if you want real news,
right.
I mean, the real deal, what's going on, and not a lot of fluff. If you want the fluff, you know, that's fine. Turn to the other stations. No hard feelings. But if you want the real news,
then that's what you get.
Yeah, that's what you get at CBS this morning. So, continue to watch 3 News Now for your local weather.
Uh-huh.
And if you're traveling somewhere, party, you know, it seems like you're always going to the Caribbean. Geez,
Yeah.
We, you know, Weather Nation, we're the only weather channel in the Caribbean.
There.
So you've got to watch us when you go down there.
Okay.
You know,
so
tune us in if you're going to like,
When he runs out of edibles, eventually have to come in your neighborhood.
And when you do, please call me. There won't be edibles at my home, but I might have a cold beer for you.
That I can probably balance things out for you there.
But we
like to go to Denver a lot and stuff like that. So,
I expect
Colorado.
You to visit, yeah.
So, we'll stop by and, hopefully you remember who we are in
I
the
will
big time
always remember who
otherwise.
You are.
We'll try.
And we'll attack you right here.
Yeah, right here.
And
thanks to you three, too. Oh, you guys are so great at what you do.
Hey, man, I'm happy
and
for you.
You've always had me on and always been kind to me, and I appreciate all of you. You got a great show, and I wish you continued success here.
Oh, thank you,
Mr. Matt Monroe.
You're going to make me cry.
Now you cry. You start crying.
I think you're talented beyond what you believe. I think so. So
that's the Jedi mind
trick. You're going to go very far.
Of Mr. Matt Monroe, when you think you're going to make him cry. He makes you cry.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. Party actually threatened to spray bear spray in my eye to make me cry.
And
I think I'm going to do the same to you.
He really does genuinely mean that from the bottom of his
really
shallow heart.
There's
a lot of people that get that threat.
The day's not over quite yet. I got a few more hours to go. But thanks, you guys. I really appreciate everything over the years. You guys are friends forever.
Today's at noon is your last broadcast.
12 to 12:30.
Yeah, okay.
The midday show on 3 News Now is my official last show.
But you'll be in the building for next few days, right?
Just kind of tidying up some busy work. So it's not goodbye.
Can you take off the tie? Can you take off the tie and wear maybe a tank top, you know, maybe some flip-flops?
Tomorrow?
Sweatpants?
Tomorrow?
Whatever the hell. Yeah.
You know, tomorrow when I come in, how about this?
Okay.
I don't shave. I don't shower. I throw on a ball cap I throw on my flip-flops.
What?
And you start telling people it's going to snow.
And I just start saying random things like, you know, it's going to snow today in Omaha.
Yeah.
I mean, that would kind of surprise people.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, that might be my official last day then tomorrow.
All right.
You know,
Don't bother, Matt.
Don't bother coming in for the, you know, to tidy up.
We're good.
We're good here. You just head off to Denver. Here's your box. Clean your stuff out. Get out of here.
Your forecast is it's raining Budweiser and Cheetos at Matt's house.
Yeah.
That's all you got to care about.
That's sounding pretty good about it.
And we are there. You bet. All right, Matt. Well, good luck, man.
Thank
of course, we'll keep in touch.
Thanks. You're always welcome in Denver. You too, Molly.
Thank you.
Come on out.
All right, Matt Monroe, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check him out. Action 3 or News 3 News Now, better yet, at noon. Maybe we'll see some tears. I hope so.
Maybe.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
All right, celebrity news of Molly.
Well, Orlando Bloom, you know, he and Katy Perry were dating, and then they broke up, and now they're single. Each of them are doing their own things. Well, apparently Orlando Bloom's thing is just having fun being single. Apparently, a 21-year-old London waitress was recently fired for having steamy hotel sex with Orlando Bloom. And now he's tracked her down to apologize.
Why did she get fired? Why would you lose your job?
I think it's against company policy. Like, you don't fraternize the help.
Really?
You've
worked it's a wait staff. They're pretty much the rules are as long as you're not having sex on the table,
it's all go. That's what I always imagined
during business hours.
Okay. I don't know. 5-star hotel and restaurant. Apparently, the shift ended. He asked her to join him in his room for a drink. She said yes. He left in the morning, and the firehouse found out that about her doing that, and she got a text informing her that she was fired for fraternizing with clients. I mean, it's a hotel. So, I mean, every company has their own set of standards. And I guess it according to this place, it's the Chiltern Firehouse.
Oh.
They frown
and
on
where?
People
what
sleeping
city?
In London.
Just so if you're Orlando Bloom, do you have to...
Do he contacted the
roses,
hotel.
Give her a cut or a check. Oh, sorry, I lost your job.
I don't even
over
know.
Us hooking up.
I guess he found out that was the case, and he contacted the hotel, got her phone number, called her, apologized. I guess he was a real gentleman about it. He genuinely had no idea that had happened. And he's like, I'm sorry about that. I mean, I don't think he cut her a check. I don't think you're like, yeah, seriously. I mean, at that point, don't you feel a little like, yeah, you don't have to pay me for the fact that we slept together and I lost my job. That was just a
But the
bad
fact that it makes
effect.
The news. Like, we're talking about this now.
I know.
You're speaking about it in Omaha.
Yep.
So
yeah, so Orlando Bloom apparently is some charming guy. Taylor Swift is recruiting a guy from London to come to this side of the pond. I don't know if he's going to lose his job because he's fraternizing, but he's an actor and his name's Joe Alwyn. And apparently he and Taylor Swift have been dating for a couple of months and things must be going pretty well because he is packing up and moving from his London home to join her here in the States. So this is her latest. We'll
Good
see
luck.
How long this lasts. I know.
Alwyn.
Exactly.
Is that how we say it? Tom Elwin?
Joe Alwyn.
Joe Alwyn.
Good. Yeah.
Taylo.
You think that could be it? Taylo?
Does it say how they met?
Last one was what? Hiddle Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was bad.
Did they have a name for Taylor and Calvin Harris?
No, I don't think they did.
That was
I think
just
that
love.
Was just that was just the real deal.
I thought it was going to be the real deal. Sorry. I said that
so
out loud.
Upset.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes. You have. I guess she's been making a bunch of secret trips to London.
Secret
you know, she's
trips.
Been off the radar since before Christmas. And I guess, you know, he's not going to be in America full time, but he's, you know, relocating that this will be his base. He'll be going back and forth. HBO and Jon Stewart have decided to scrap his hotly anticipated animated shorts project. I don't know. HBO made it clear that they still plan to work on future projects with Stewart, but apparently the animation deal not going to happen. And Carrie Fisher appears as Princess Leia on a final magazine cover. This could probably be the last magazine cover that we'll see. Annie Leibovitz.
I highly doubt that. That we'll never see her on a magazine cover again. I mean,
right, announced. That's what I'm saying. I think this will be the last one.
But I doubt that this is the last one. It's what I'm saying. They'll exploit that image forever.
Stop having her on in a magazine.
Well, these were never before. I mean, this was the last cover that she posed for. Is my point?
She
posed for this. They're doing multiple covers for Vanity Fair for the new Jedi movie, and this is a photo of her. She posed as Princess Leia, and this is probably the last time. This was just before her
wearing
death.
Her cowl or whatever. Mm-hmm. It looks like she's wearing drapes. It looks like the drapes fell on her.
Yeah, it's like
they took a picture.
Long shawl. She'd finished, Carrie Fisher, she finished shooting her scenes for The Last Jedi on December 15th before her death. So this will probably be the last time that we'll get a chance
to see her. That's so amazing. It's Annie Leibovitz, who's the famed Rolling Stone Vanity Fair photographer. But it's like that photo. Is that Annie Leibovitz or... could that be my niece with an iPhone?
Yeah. I think it could be your niece with an iPhone. Some of the stuff, like you look at, some of them you think, oh my God, that's so Annie Leibovitz. She's got such a tone, like a coloring to her photos. But yeah, I looked at that. I was like, okay. I mean, it's a nice standalone
shot. Whatever happened to the old school stuff where whether that's true or not, like lead singer of The Doors. Jim Morrison, you know, where the photographer would go trip acid with him, sleep with him.
Yeah, get these crazy photos.
Get him diving off of a building, nearly killing himself as she gets her camera out. That's a photo spread.
Like the Brad Pitt ones.
The Brad Pitt, what they were trying to do in Brad Pitt, where it was Sad Pitt.
Yeah.
Sad Pitt.
In all the national forests.
That's his new name now, Sad Pitt.
Sad.
But that new Jedi movie, The Last Jedi, hits theaters this year, December 15th. So just a few more months away. But there's like a bunch of different covers, three covers. One is a shot of the Jedi. So it's Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker and that Daisy Ridley as Rey. And then there's Adam Driver as Kylo Ren. So it's pretty good stuff. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.